Follow visit Elandus Young, ElandusYoung. The patient date of birth is 7/17/1950, date of accident 1/17/2022, and date of service is 7/18/2023. Patient is suffering from pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 10, left shoulder and right knee to the tune of 6. The patient reports that due to the automobile accident that she has suffered. As a pedestrian, he was pinned under the car, and he was walking in front of the car on a green light, according to him. And then he was taken to St. John Hospital. He underwent surgery to the neck from C2 to C7 spine with fusion. And other than that, the patient is still having pain in the neck. There is a large scar of 6 inches in the posterior part of the neck. The patient still has been undergoing physical therapy for his lower back pain and shoulder pain. At the time of accident, he had some fractured ribs that had healed up. And he still reports a radiation of pain to the lower back. And he has done a significant amount of physical therapy and chiropractic treatment, 120 visits. He has also seen spine surgeon Dr. Redden several times. He refused the surgery for the lumbar spine that was advised to him. He also refused the surgery for his shoulder. He has a 75% tear of the supraspinatus tendon. The patient has also refused surgery for the right shoulder, as was advised. The patient also has refused any injection treatment as well. And it appears that his pain is may not be so much as he is complaining about. And his ADLs are also may not be at 10 as he is complaining about, that they are completely interfered. I think the patient has a disparity in his complaints. According to him, the pain level is 10. However, he is not interested in any other treatments at this time. He can reasonably walk without any adaptive devices. According to him, there is 0% relief in the pain, which I do not believe is true. Kindly review the ADLs. Kindly review the chart for ADLs, the system review, and additional history, and substance abuse, compliance history. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 141/101, pulse is 89 and pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit of 6/12/2023. The patient number is 0620-005. Use the general review and musculoskeletal examination. Diagnosis remains the same, blindness. The patient complains of pains in neck and the lower back and both shoulders and right knee. However, he's not interested in any injection treatment. It appears that the patient is now faking up more pain just to seek the drugs for pain control, opiates, and so they're not being provided to him. I do not know why he has changed the doctors in the middle of his treatment. His injury was on January 17, 2022, and I think all has been done what could be done. And I'll continue his physical therapy for 2 times per week for now before discharging him next time. When he arrives, I'll be discharging him. And because there's nothing else I can help him with. Thank you.